chapter 2 just how to find the thought cause of any condition. Whatever conditions, fortunate or unfortunate, are in the life have been attracted through three-dimensional activities prompted by, or the four-dimensional work of thought cells of definite compounds within the astral body. If we are ever to have a different type of fortune in any department of life, health, finances, affection, honor, etc., the compound of thought elements within the stellar cells affecting that department of life must be changed. And if we are to proceed intelligently toward making such changes in the psychoplasm and stellar structures of our astral bodies, as will restore health or attain some particular type of fortune, we must first have detailed knowledge of the thought cause of the condition, to be remedied or augmented. We now possess, as the result of a vast amount of work accomplished by the Brotherhood of Light Research Department, quite specific knowledge as to the thought cause of most diseases of the physical body, and a wide variety of other conditions, to be observed in human lives. The planets by their house positions in a birth chart map the family of thought elements that have been built into the astral body in association with each of the 12 distinct departments of life. They thus show what thought elements up to the moment of birth have been built into the stellar cells of the astral body in such a manner as to determine the kind of events and conditions that will be attracted into the life in each domain of its activities. The planets are not responsible for the events and conditions attracted. It is easier for a child to be born when the streams of astral energy from the planets are such, as indicated by their positions in the sky, that they flow through rather than crosswise of the stellar cells and stellar structures of the child's astral body. The child is born when the astral currents of his environment, as shown by the birth chart, correspond as closely as practicable to the thought compounds and thought structures of his astral body. Each of the 10 planets in the birth chart maps the chief structure in the astral body of one family of thought elements. The aspects between the planets reveal which thought elements have entered into combination, one with the other, in the formation of compounds, and how these compounds have been formed. The prominence of a planet in the birth chart shows the amount of desire energy possessed by the thought cells and thought structures it maps. And the amount of desire energy thus shown indicates how much work, both three-dimensional and four-dimensional, the thought group is capable of, and consequently how important will be the events which it brings into the life. The planet Saturn, for instance, maps the safety thought elements. Whatever house of the birth chart he occupies relates to poverty. If he is in the house of money, it indicates that the safety thought elements are chiefly centered in the second compartment of the astral body, which has to do with personal possessions. But Saturn is not responsible for the tendency to poverty thus mapped, for other persons familiar with such an individual will invariably be able to observe safety thinking as a dominant habit of this individual in matters pertaining to personal property. While its influence from the four-dimensional realm is more pronounced, nevertheless, even in his objective thinking and habitual actions, close acquaintances cannot fail to note, where money is concerned, the safety attitude. Jupiter, on the other hand, maps the religious thought elements. Whatever house of the birth chart he occupies relates to abundance. Thus, if he is in the house of money, it indicates that the religious thought elements are chiefly centered in the second compartment of the astral body. But Jupiter is not responsible for the abundance. The religious thought elements in the compartment of the astral body relating to personal property are responsible for it. And any close acquaintance of an individual with this position in his chart cannot help but notice, even in his objective thinking and habitual attitude toward money matters, the expansive, optimistic viewpoint characteristic of the religious thought elements. To thus find, through observing the individual's habitual thinking, The cause of this disease is a laborious process. It is far more convenient, especially as the thought cause of most conditions have already thus been worked out in considerable detail, to consult his birth chart. The positions in a birth chart which indicate a predisposition toward a given condition or event are called the birth chart constant. Each birth chart constant really maps the thought compounds and their relations in the astral body at birth, which if later given additional thought energy bring the condition or event into the life. A birth chart constant is the thought organization of the astral body at birth, which gives a predisposition towards some particular disease or some particular fortunate event. The events themselves, to the extent they are noticeably either more fortunate or less fortunate than the normal trend of the life, are attracted only at such times as the thought cells relating to the department of life affected receive new energy. This new energy gives the stellar cells thus involve additional power to work from the four-dimensional plane, to stimulate objective thoughts of a similar nature, and to influence the physical conduct. The more common sources of such additional energy supplies are mapped by the progressed aspects of the planets. Planetary energy picked up, radio fashion, by the aerial developed across the astral body, when a progressed aspect is formed, is made available for the use of the thought cells in stellar structures at the terminals of the aerial. But the event is not attracted by the new supply of planetary energy thus made available, it is attracted by the thought activities then stimulated. The stellar cells work with such intelligence as they possess, and with the energy supply thus made available, to bring events of a certain nature into the life. In addition to birth chart constants, which reveal the predisposition due to the thought compounds in the astral body at birth towards certain conditions, the progress constants for a great number of events have been worked out statistically. These represent the type of thinking which, when given additional energy brings the event into the life, toward which the birth chart constant shows a predisposition. Events, apart from the normal trend of the life, are attracted only at those times when thoughts of a particular type become unusually active. During the time when an important event is thus attracted through additional thought cell activity, a close acquaintance usually can notice the change in the individual's habitual attitude. But, because these more than normal thought activities have been worked out in close detail for many varieties of events, it is more convenient to acquire this information from the progress constant in its relation to the birth chart. In Core 16, Stellar Diagnosis and Stellar Healing, both the birth chart constants and the progress constants for 160 different diseases of the body are given. In the Brotherhood of Light, astrological reports are set forth each based upon careful analysis of the charts of 100 individuals, in whose lives the condition or event has been present - the birth chart constants and progress constants of other physical diseases, and of a great many other events and conditions. These birth chart constants and progress constants are really statements, using the astrological factors, that map them instead of less concise explanations, of the predisposing thought cause, and the stimulating thought cause, of the condition encountered. In order, therefore, that we may understand the thought cause of a given condition, and thus know how to remedy or benefit it, we must give attention to the 10 different types of compounds and how they are formed. But, as each thought element, no matter what compound it has entered, exerts its own characteristic four-dimensional activity, its tendency to promote objective thinking of a particular kind, and its prompting to certain methods of three-dimensional activity, we should first consider the necessities that developed, and the general method of expression, of each of the 10 thought element families. It was shown in lesson number 60, in connection with each of the 10 families of thought elements, how it was built up, as chemical elements are built from electrons and protons, of nutritive desires and reproductive desires. Each element embraces factors which work for self-preservation and other factors which work for race preservation. Instead of repeating what was there stated in general terms, therefore, I will here mention more specific instances of conditions, such as were responsible for building into the astral body the thought elements of each family. Power thought elements to obtain food, the life form often found it necessary to dominate certain territory. To secure the mate of his choice, and having secured her, to prevent her being stolen by a rival, it came to be a decided advantage to possess authority. And often it was a great advantage to the herd to have authority vested in a single powerful individual. Thus, among wild horses in Western America, the herd is ruled with tyranny by some stallion, which has vanquished all rivals to leadership, and this stallion is brave to defend his remuda and cunning to lead it from the proximity of danger. With community life established, this drive for significance became more than the mere seeking food and reproduction. It became the desire to have the respect of others. With man, it at first, no doubt, extended scarcely beyond the family circle. The power of authority exercised by the parents gave both themselves and their children certain advantages. And we find among the ancient Romans that power of the father extended to such proportions that he had the right to kill his own children, and the children could own no property during the life of the father. Authority extending further in tribal rule brought still greater advantages, and these advantages to the one in authority came to be a source of restlessness, discontent, and ambition to others. Power thoughts are the most deep-seated and persistent of all thought elements. Professor Lombroso found, for instance, that men and women under hypnosis can be made to accept the suggestion that their sex has been changed, but will persistently resist the suggestion that their social status has been lowered. In human life, these power thought elements mapped in the birth chart by the sun are the source of pride, firmness, approbativeness, conscientiousness, and self-esteem. As the positive, electric, etheric energy which gives vitality and recuperative power, the ability to govern and direct others, and the power to rise to a position which gives authority over others, are expressions of thought elements of the power family, they cannot be too abundant for welfare. People with weak power urges do not have long lives. All successful politicians have these thought elements prominent. Thinking about one's significance is responsible for the fortune or misfortune that comes through attaining positions of authority or failure to attain them, and that comes through the good or bad influence of the male sex, and of those who are in positions of power. Discordant thoughts about one's importance are chiefly responsible for high blood pressure, infantile paralysis, pneumonia, and diseases of the spine, and heart trouble, from which more people die than from any other disease, is entirely due to such thinking. Domestic thought elements to provide sustenance and comfort for the young is one of the most commonly observed activities among most forms of life. The wings with which the maple tree ends its seed vessels is an example of the parent providing a food supply for its dependents and enabling them to find a new and more favorable environment. The barbs of wild oats and rye are efforts of the parent plants to protect their young from devouring enemies. Birds build nests of intricately woven fabric, insects hoard food, animals construct dens and lairs to provide for their young, and all will endure labor, hardship, and peril, and will fight to the death in their interest. Such experiences in housing and rearing the progeny build domestic thought elements, mapped in the birth chart by the moon, into the stellar cells of the astral body. Mating and home conditions give rise to ideals and an appreciation of the sublime in human life, and to expressions of the emotions, not merely in human life but also among many birds and some insects, through the avenue of music. Birds more frequently sing not only while mating, but during the whole nesting period. The domestic urges that give love for home and offspring then overflow in song and vision of bliss. These thought elements in the human astral body are the source of time, tune, sublimity and philoprogenitiveness. They are prominent in the astral forms of most successful musicians. Domestic thought elements express through the feminine, soothing etheric energy, which is commonly called the constitutional magnetism. They indicate the most receptive region of the astral body, the place where impressions both from the external world and from the inner plane readily reach the unconscious mind, and thus influence the mentality. Thinking about domestic conditions is responsible for the fortune or misfortune that comes through women, and that comes through the influence of the common people. Discordant thoughts about domestic life are chiefly responsible for dropsy and often for stomach trouble and mental complaints. They also are present and contribute to inner afflictions. Intellectual thought elements in insects, birds and mammals when they wander in search of food, find it advantageous to remember the locality of their home and the locality of previously found food and water. To recognize an enemy by sight or sound conduces to their safety. Thus has been developed the perception of form. And in the selection of material for the home building, perception of size and weight was born. Color enters into the perception both of enemies and of food, insects and hummingbirds being attracted by bright flowers, and grazing animals by verdant foliage. Color also assists in the recognition of their mates. Memory of events conduces to securing food, as illustrated by domestic fowls that come to the call of the person who habitually feeds them, but flee the approach of a stranger. Eventuality also is exhibited by the horse, which shies at a point along the road, where a week previous he had been frightened. It is a factor of safety. Birds and mammals recognize the call of distress, the danger signal, the food supply call, and the mating song or noise. This is language in elemental form. And along with perception of qualities, such expression aids in realizing various desires. In human life, these intellectual thought elements that have thus been built into the astral body and mapped by Mercury in the birth chart are the source of eventuality, language, calculation and the recognition of size, weight, form and color. The intellectual thought elements determine the habitual method of objective thinking, and thus what other thought elements are being added to the compounds of the astral form. This thinking also tunes the etheric energies flowing over the nerves to corresponding rates of vibration so that they pick up, radio fashion, planetary energies of like quality and feed them into the astral body. Thinking which is studious or expression, which is ill-considered is responsible for the fortune or misfortune that comes through intellectual cleverness or its lack. Writers, lawyers and teachers who are successful have these thought elements prominent. Discordant thoughts of this type, in which there is grinding concentration on some problem, is chiefly responsible for nervousness, neuralgia, neuritis, sciatica, hay fever, asthma, and some bowel complaints. Together with thinking about domestic conditions, they lead to mental diseases. And mental diseases are more numerous than all others combined. The hospitals in the U.S., for instance, contain nearly 8 times more lunatics or feeble-minded than they contain consumptives. Social thought elements. Some plants, such as the pepper tree Cinnamon Moll, so common as a California shade tree, bear staminate and pistillate blossoms on different individuals, and the male and female plants have nothing in common except at that time of year, when insects or wind carries pollen from the male plant to the female blossoms. Yet other plants, such as those of the primrose family, have male and female associated in a single flower, and the composite family, including the asters and sunflowers, have found it advantageous to dwell in blossom colonies, Among the scorpions and the spiders there is little social life. The Anna hummingbird deserts the female before the eggs are hatched, and some male mammals, such as the grizzly bear, associate with the female only for the purpose of reproduction, and they have no protracted companionship. Yet among other creatures there is a long period of companionship between the sexes which has survival values. Certain species of ants among which, as a rule, the life of the male is comparatively short, for instance, mate for life, as does the eagle and the ostrich among birds, and the lion and beaver among the mammals. Gulls and many other birds live in flocks, and antelopes and bighorn live in herds. Through experience with companionship and mating in lower forms of life, the social thought elements that now occupy the astral body of man were built into his finer form. They are mapped in the birth chart by the planet Venus, and express as affection, friendship, mirthfulness, conjugality and inhabitiveness. Those who successfully express artistic talents have the social thought elements prominent in their stellar bodies. Thinking about mating, about companionship, about love and about affection in its various manifestations attracts into the life such fortune or misfortune, as friendship and affection bring. Discordant thoughts energized by such emotions are responsible for much disease of the kidneys, of the venous bloodstream, of the thyroid gland, of the internal or sex organs, and female trouble and the so-called social diseases. Often, however, in these complaints, aggressive thought elements also play a part. Aggressive thought elements every life form, if it is to survive, must be able to meet and defeat those enemies from which it cannot escape. Changing environment ever brings new obstacles, and to triumph over them, rather than perish through lack of attempt, requires initiative. To acquire food there must be incessant activity, and the demands of reproduction develop the quality of amativeness. Such constructive and destructive experiences in lower forms of life built into the astral body that now belongs to man form the aggressive thought elements. They caused the cacti to grow spines and the rose to bear thorns. They gave to the bee its sting, and the venom behind pointed fangs in the rattlesnake and cobra. Hatred, anger, passion, and lust are their expression. Birds, beasts and men face peril, and enter into deadly combat in search of food or to win a mate. The thought elements so built into the astral body, mapped in the birth chart by the planet Mars, are the source of amativeness, destructiveness, combativeness and alimentiveness. Thinking about lust, destruction, construction, combat and strife brings into the life such fortune or misfortune, as is brought by strife. Successful doctors, surgeons, soldiers, aviators, moving picture stars, mechanics, engineers, and all whose calling requires daring, initiative, aggressiveness, and constructive or destructive ability, have the aggressive thought elements prominent in their stellar bodies. Discordant aggressive thinking is responsible for more accidents than is any other type of thought. It is responsible for cuts, surgical operations, burns, infection, contagious diseases such as smallpox, measles, scarlet fever and chicken pox, and is the most important factor in typhoid, blood poison, malaria, rheumatism, urinary complaints and some kidney trouble. Together with the social thought elements it is responsible for the so-called social diseases. Religious thought elements even many lower forms of life place implicit faith in their parents. And among gregarious animals the confidence in the ability of the leader to protect and find ample for their need becomes the beginning of hope. Reverence and veneration develop through obedience to such ruling authority, and looking to such higher power for guidance, protection and the satisfaction of wants. And quite naturally the social emotions, diverted into seeking the favor of the higher authority, take the form of devotion. To acquire the favor of the leader, or higher authority, the spirit of tolerance toward other members of the group is cultivated, giving rise to good fellowship. The dog expresses these desires sublimated into a highly religious channel when he is willing to perish to save his master. Various experiences in lower forms of life, in which tolerance and goodwill have taken part, and in which there was confidence in a higher authority, built the religious thought elements, mapped by the planet Jupiter in the birth chart, into the human astral body. These thought elements express as benevolence, good cheer, veneration, hope, reverence, and devotion. All successful doctors, and most of those who succeed in professional work, or who, like salesmen, depend upon the element of goodwill for patronage, have religious thought elements prominent in their stellar bodies. Thinking about religion, good cheer, benevolence, joviality, and faith and confidence in deity brings into the life such conditions as come through abundance, patronage, and the favors of those who have plenty of money and worldly goods. Discordant thoughts of this type are responsible for extravagance, for paying too great a price for purchases and for diseases, which arise from an overabundance of something such as some acidosis, one type of diabetes, biliousness, catarrh, auto-intoxication, carbuncles and fatty tumors. Safety thought elements. One of the outstanding abilities of all life forms, which survive, is that which enables them to avoid harmful conditions and consequent destruction. Even in the mineral kingdom we find that a metal gives a spasmodic flutter when brought in contact with oxalic acid. Sensitive plants shrink when touched, and their growing leaf moves so that its undersurface is kept away from the direct rays of the sun. Deer flee when pursued by wolves, and a child withdraws its hand when it comes too close to the fire. Squirrels and bees store food for winter, and man hoards money. The safety thought elements thus expressed by him were built into his astral body through experiences such as mentioned, while his soul was associated with lower forms. They are mapped in the birth chart by the planet Saturn, and are the source of secrecy, acquisitiveness, covetousness, casualty and comparison. All successful lawyers, managers, and others who depend upon system, order, and persistence for success, even policemen and top-notch musicians, have these safety thought elements prominent in their stellar forms. Thinking about fear, caution, acquisition, greed, system, and selfish wants brings into the life all those conditions which come through lack and poverty or through systematic and careful planning and forethought. Discordant thoughts of this type, especially fear, greed, envy, and self-centeredness, are responsible for much loss and hardship, for privation and the necessity of working diligently for every advantage, for restrictions of various kinds and heavy burdens. Such discordant thinking always afflicts through deficiency, and is responsible for cancer, fibrous tumor, pellagra, atrophy, and constipation, and is chiefly responsible for tuberculosis. Fear and selfishness are the most unprofitable things in the world, for the thought cells so formed attract losses into the life and develop chronic diseases in the body. Individualistic thought elements. When the common food supply becomes exhausted through flood or drought, ability radically to depart from old food habits may have enabled individuals to survive. When the authority exercised by the flock leader restricted opportunity thought elements for reproduction, rebellion against that authority may have proved advantageous. And, as environment is constantly changing, the ability to make marked new departures from previous customs often conduce to survival. Such experiences in lower forms of life built into the astral body of man the individualistic thought elements, closely allied to the intellectual thought elements, but mapped in the birth chart by the planet Uranus. These are the source of independence, originality, inventiveness, and unconventionality. Most successful lawyers, inventors, moving picture stars, astrologers, musical conductors, and others, who must use originality in their work, have the individualistic thought elements prominent in their stellar bodies. Thinking about independence, inventions, astrology, new ideas and radical departures from established custom brings into the life both the advantages and the disadvantages that come, always either directly or indirectly through human agency, suddenly, unexpectedly and often abruptly, taking away an old, or bringing a new acquaintance, and a radical change either in the physical or mental life. Discordant thinking about such matters is responsible for some accidents, and for much of the sudden separations, and unforeseen sudden changes of fortune. It is responsible for appendicitis and paralysis, and is an important contributing factor to arthritis, infantile paralysis and nervous complaints. Utopian thought elements: all creatures draw from their astral experiences certain impulses, which cause them to strive for a more satisfying type of life. Apparently we witness a manifestation of this in the hunting dog Wish, lying before the fire after the day's chase, in his dreams pursues the quarry with quivering excitement, and perhaps thus accomplishes in wish fulfillment what he failed to do in actual life. Does the racehorse dream of winning the race? Does the famished wolf have visions of fresh meat? Perhaps. At least we know that men have dreams by day, and others by night, in which they reach their heart's desire. Such experiences, in which mental escape had been made from the harsh restraining walls of reality to a realm devoid of hardship, had built the utopian thought elements into the astral body. Fanciful and visionary as they seem, and often, as they are closely allied to the social thought elements, revolving around plans for the benefit of the whole of society, they nevertheless sometimes lead to action. All successful aviators, most psychics, many occult students and astrologers, and all who are successful in dramatic art, or in dramatizing their abilities and acting as promoters, have the utopian thought elements prominent in their stellar bodies. Daydreaming, idealistic visions, living in the imagination and fantasy thinking in general attract into the life such fortune or misfortune, as comes through high expectations devoid of work, through promotion and get-rich-quick schemes, through dramatic ability, much psychic experience, and ideals which to most seem impractical. Discordant thinking of this kind is responsible for much bondage of various kinds, for psychic experiences, for much disappointment in the conduct of those who have been placed on a high pedestal, for poisoning and for a negativeness, which encourages invasion by bacteria, and to the formation of moist pockets of infection, which may be quite hidden or may develop into ulcers. It often contributes to tuberculosis. Universal welfare thought elements: specialization of parts and division of labor are to be encountered not only among the cells and organs, which work together for the common good of the physical body, but also among the members of many plant and animal communities. Flowers of the composite family, for instance, quite commonly have ray flowers ranged around the outside extending large banners to attract insect pollinators. Such ray flowers often are sterile. They do their part for the community, and depend upon the disc flowers, to perform the duties of reproduction. The cooperation of bees and ants is so common knowledge, as to need no comment other than to point out, that bees will forfeit their lives for the benefit of the hive, and ants for the welfare of the colony. Among mammals, beavers cooperate in dam building and in the storage of winter food, for the good of the group. Experiences in cooperation, either for the benefit of a small and selfish group, or for the benefit of a wider membership, have in lower life forms built into the astral body the universal welfare thought elements, mapped in the birth chart by the planet Pluto. These thought elements, which may express either as spirituality or as inversion, are prominent in the stellar bodies of dictators, gang leaders, and those who are importantly associated with group movements of various kinds. Thinking about the welfare of the group, or against the welfare of the group, brings into the life events which are drastic, and which are in some manner connected with the enforcement of the group will. Discordant thinking about the welfare of some group, or against such welfare, is responsible for events brought about by racketeers and gangsters, by antagonistic ganging up against the individual, and for the negativeness and degree of sensitiveness, which encourages invasion by other organisms, and which when the intellectual thought elements also are discordant, invites hives, hay fever and asthma. The type of thought compound formed depends upon conditioning energy thought elements, like chemical elements, are capable of entering into a variety of different compounds, each expressing a characteristic activity toward the environment. Hydrogen and oxygen, for instance, when brought together under different conditions, unite in compounds having quite different chemical properties. Two atoms of hydrogen may combine with one atom of oxygen to form the life-sustaining fluid known as water. Or two atoms of hydrogen may combine with two atoms of oxygen to form hydrogen peroxide, which is not life-sustaining, but a destroyer of bacteria and a bleaching agent. Oxygen combines with nitrogen in five distinct ways: nitrous oxide, nitric oxide, nitrogen trioxide, nitrogen peroxide, and nitrogen pentoxide. Each of these compounds, formed of the same two chemical elements, exhibits distinct properties. Nitrous oxide, commonly known as laughing gas, when inhaled at first produces a peculiar intoxication, followed by unconsciousness and insensibility to pain. But none of the other compounds of oxygen and nitrogen acts in this manner. Each compound has its own qualities. Likewise, each type of the 10 possible compounds, in which almost any two of the thought elements can unite, expresses properties which are quite distinct from the other types. Observation of the lives of individuals who habitually think in a particular manner enables us to ascertain the type of thought compound that expresses in a given kind of fortune or misfortune. People who think in a particular manner and have the kind of fortune or misfortune which goes with that kind of thinking also are found to have certain aspects in their birth charts. Our research department has made a study not merely of the type of thinking and whether it was harmonious or discordant, but has investigated thousands of lives and thousands of birth charts in the effort to ascertain the particular conditions of harmony or discord that accompanied the thinking, which attracted into the life events having definite characteristics. As a result of this extensive research, it seems quite conclusively proven that, even as certain conditions determine what compound will be formed when hydrogen and oxygen unite, or when oxygen combines with nitrogen, so there are definite conditions under which the thought elements unite to form compounds, which when they express through the activities of the stellar cells and stellar structures of the astral body, bring events into the life that, irrespective of the thought elements combined, are well defined in their characteristics. States of consciousness arising from experiences either physical or mental build thought elements into the unconscious mind strictly in obedience to the law of association. Resemblance or contiguity, or both, cause thought elements of one experience to unite with thought elements of another experience, or cause two or more types of thought elements entering at the same time to be brought together in the formation of a compound. Many experiences embrace thoughts of more than one family, and these thought elements being contiguous entering the astral body at about the same time unite. When thought elements are thus brought into intimate association through resemblance or contiguity, the type of compound then formed depends entirely upon the conditioning energy present. That is, it depends upon the volume, persistence and intensity of the pleasure or pain accompanying the experience. Conditioning energy thus stored in the compound becomes the tension, desire, or urge of the thought cell then formed, to express through a similar channel of pleasure or pain. Such is the most pleasant expression for the thought cell, because to express in a manner contrary to its mode of formation would require a type of energy it does not possess. Yet while it satisfies its own longing through such expression, if that expression is discordant, it is inimical to the welfare of the individual. The more intense the conditioning energy with which the thought elements are united, the more beneficial or detrimental becomes the action of the thought cells then formed in reference to the organism of which they form a part. There are 10 distinct types of compounds, each of which, because the conditioning energy entered into the thought element union in that manner, expresses in thought cell activities which are characteristic. Prominence compound due to the frequency with which experiences embracing two or more thought elements enter the life, these thought elements may become present in the stellar cell structure of the astral body in large volume. Although added to the stellar form under circumstances of contiguity at nearly the same time that caused them to form a compound, the conditioning energy present insofar as pleasure or pain is concerned may be very weak. Such a compound is one of the most powerful that can be formed, but its activity, as expressed through stellar cells and stellar structures, being due to volume rather than to conditioning energy, chiefly operates to bring into prominence the special abilities indicated by the thought elements in the department of life with which associated. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the conjunction aspect. Growth compound thought elements united by the conditioning energy of a steady feeling of mild pleasure in the experiences from which they are derived enter into a slightly harmonious compound, which in its expression through stellar cell and stellar structure activities, promotes growth. Stellar cells so composed work both from the four-dimensional and the three-dimensional plane to attract many small advantages for development. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the semi-sextal aspect. Opportunity compound experiences embracing two or more thought elements, in which these different types of thinking uniformly bring a feeling of pleasure, due to this strong and harmonious conditioning energy, cause the thought elements to unite in a compound which expressing through stellar cells and stellar structures, draws opportunities into the life. Thought cells of such composition work to bring favorable environmental conditions. Opportunity does not come by chance, but through the work of such four-dimensional thought groups. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the sextal aspect. Obstacle compound difficulties may be approached in an attitude of joy, that there is a chance to test one's strength, and of glory and triumphing over them. Or they may be approached with distaste, and with acute pain due to the conflict. When the conditioning energy with which two or more thought elements unite is that of painful struggle, the expression of the compound through stellar cells and stellar structures invariably interferes with the adaptation to environment. It works to attract hindrances. Every obstacle in life is attracted by such compounds. It may be poverty, it may be ill health, it may be lack of education or opportunity, or it may be the antagonism of opponents, but whatever the obstacle is, it enters the life through the activities of compounds conditioned by violent discord. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the square aspect. Luck compound thought elements brought into mutual association through thinking of their objects with prolonged and enthusiastic pleasure enter into a union such as causes the stellar cells and stellar structures embracing them to work diligently to bring the realization of desires in the departments of life with which associated. A thought compound thus highly conditioned with pleasure energy brings into the life fortunate conditions such as are commonly attributed to luck. They enter into the psychoplasm of the most harmonious of all stellar cells. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the trine aspect. Expansion compound the thought elements built into the astral body when objects or endeavors are brought together in the experiences along with ideas regarding development, yet at the same time with no pronounced feeling of pleasure or annoyance, unite in a compound, which is neither markedly harmonious nor beneficial. The conditioning energy is slight, and such as it is, instead of expressing in prominence, because it revolves about development, tends to expression through the stellar cells and stellar structures embracing the compound, in the direction of expansion. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the inconjunct aspect. Friction compound irritations, little anxieties and the small abrasions of life furnish conditioning energy, which unites the thought elements of the experiences in association with them into compounds the stellar cells and stellar structures of which, because the energy has been built into them in that way, must express in the direction of attracting chronically annoying events. Stellar cells of such psychoplasm work incessantly from the four-dimensional plane, and through the three-dimensional plane, to cause friction with others and to bring irritating circumstances. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the semi-square aspect. Separation compound, when the desires simultaneously pull in opposite directions, causing a decided feeling of distress, because if one desire is realized the other must be relinquished. The thought elements thus built into the astral body are united by one of the most powerful types of conditioning energy. This struggle for supremacy between the thought elements, in expressing through the stellar cells and stellar structures, causes them to work persistently, to force asunder the departments of life with which associated. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the opposition aspect. Agitation compound things are thought about pleasantly at one time, which under other circumstances are thought about with a feeling of displeasure. The conditioning energy with which the thought elements unite is thus harmonious at times and at other times discordant. Because the conditioning energy thus alternates, the compound in expressing through the thought cells, and thought structures embracing it, tends to break up pre-existing conditions and conduces to mental and physical agitation. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the Siski square aspect. Intensity compound long, although rather indefinite, association of thoughts and conditions of two or more types, builds thought elements into the astral body in volume. But because the conditioning energy is so slight, there being neither pleasure nor pain, the compound is rather loose in composition, but the stellar cells and stellar structures embracing it have intensity of energy, due to volume. They thus rather powerfully attract the things of the departments of life with which associated. A dynamic stellar structure formed of such a compound is mapped in the birth chart by the parallel aspect.